Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What is up, friendos, and welcome into the In This League fantasy baseball podcast. I am the Welsh. That is Mr. Scott Bogman, the limousine riding, jet flying out to Florida, son of a gun. Bogman is about to embark on the state of Florida and into the Grapefruit League for spring training. And we got a whole lot in this episode today. But Bogman, you are a mere 24-ish hours away from hitting the skies, my friend.
Really, one of the worst decisions that I've made in terms of planning the timing on this trip. I should have gone last week or probably a week later, because this is spring break week in Florida. And I was looking at plane tickets, and they were very expensive for this week. It was like you either leave at 9 a.m. or you leave at 8 p.m. because those are regular price. And then the middle of the day is $900.
That was my Vegas regular one. Remember I told you that was my Vegas thing. It was like $250 more to go at like noon than it was for me to go at like 8 a.m. So I was just like, all right, we'll just do that. But at least now they're making rules that even Southwest, you can't have free carry-on. So they're making flying even better for everybody.
No free carry-on anymore?
No, they're getting rid of that.
Well, I guess I didn't pay for it ahead of time, so I guess I'll be paying for it when I get there.
No, I think it's still active. It's not quite there. So
but it's going away. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, flying is great. Everybody should do it. You know what? Honestly, I looked and I was like, it's an 8-hour drive. I should have done that.
Maybe. So. Might have been. You know what? Would have saved some serious cash and just have a nice little trip of the, what is that, the Southeast?
Yeah, should have done that. But no, I'm flying, and then I'm going to stay a day with my buddy, and then we're going to go. I'm only getting 2 days, really, in Tampa to see spring training games. But I have tickets for 3 games. I'm going to see the Tigers twice. I think the Cardinals. I'm going to see the Phillies and the Pirates. So 3 games. We're doing the doubleheader on Saturday, and then I fly home on Sunday morning. So should have a good time, and then be back to not miss many pods at all. I'm going to miss one baseball pod here, and I think one for Fantasy Pros. But other than that, I am good to go. So a nice little quick getaway, come back, and then gear up for opening day and all that good stuff.
Easy stuff. Well, today on the episode, it is Bogman and the Welsh versus ADP. We are giving you our favorite at each position. I know we kind of did our draft targets in the last episode, but we are going to, and we'll give you the ADP essentially, like this is the, you know, the Welsh team and the Bogman team. Then our favorites versus ADP, our favorite values versus ADP, and then our least favorite versus ADP. So they're all kind of versus ADP on this. So the Bogman and the Welsh team via ADP, the values versus ADP, and the least favorite versus ADP. We've got all of that and all of those players. Really interesting, actually, exercise to do when you kind of go through it. And, you know, I mean, the favorite pick is a little irrelevant versus ADP, but it is interesting to see because you can kind of see where, you know, maybe some of the holes are in like, oh, I've got this, or like I can see a range of pick that I don't have guys versus their ADP. I mean, I'll just tell you right now, it's like essentially 20 through 70. I only have like one or two total guys in that range. So I kind of leave myself open. So I think that's where in drafts, I'll kind of maybe I can open up versus some of my favorites and I can pick getting into the values of ADP or roster.
Hard to find value that high, you know, before pick 30-ish. It's kind of hard. You can find value. I've found a couple, but it's hard to find real solidified value that high in the draft. So yeah. A lot of these are kind of mid-tier players, our favorite picks.
Yeah. And then the favorites versus ADP, as far as value goes, these are going to be a lot of like post 200. You know, I've got some, I mean, you got some, I think even deeper, I've got some that are outside of 200 into the 300s. And then the least favorite is really does complement the ADP of like, you know, I don't like this guy. He's just not at my cost and stuff like that. So we're going to be going through all of that. Plus all the news and notes. First off, in this league, go to inthisleague.com on the Patreon. You can sign up today. Access to the redraft ranks. Bogman probably have to give a little fresh coat of paint before he leaves off to Florida for that. There you go. Boom. All I got to get mine as well. Prospect ADP, prospect dynasty, and the ADPs have finished. The prospect ADP is going to be out there. So be on the lookout for that big prospect update with 200 prospect ADPs, dynasty ADP, and all of that. Plus, you can get in the GroupMe rooms. And you're just a wonderful person because you are supporting us. And we deeply appreciate that. So go to inthisleague.com today. Sign up at inthisleague.com. And we will love you very much. One person Bogman will not be seeing. Well, twofold. A, because the cheapest ticket to go see a Yankees game in spring training, you said was like $180 in spring training, which is wild because out here in Arizona, that happens. But like, that's like Cubs. And that'll be like
that's Cubs $70. After the World Series. Yeah.
That'll be like $70-$80 or something for the cheapest ticket. I've seen 100 before with like the Angels back in the day, like stupid stuff. I've never seen that price.
To be fair, I was waiting, you know, for my buddy to kind of confirm to make sure he wanted to go on this trip. So I didn't really plan it out quickly. I waited a little bit too long, so I couldn't get tickets from the website, mainly because it's a night game. And it's a Yankees night game, and the cheapest secondary market ticket was $185, and that was before the fees, because I obviously didn't go any further than that on those tickets. But it too much money. So
be seeing the Yankees.
I have three games, and I think I might actually see the Yankees just on the road. I think I might go see them play in Tampa's spring training stadium. That might be my second game. But the whole total of all three games would be less than the three tickets, because it's me, my buddy, and his son. It's less than the three tickets that it would have cost to go to that game for three games. So I'll do that instead.
Well, the guy you were never going to see with it is Gerrit Cole. Horrific bad news. It's been really bad pitcher news over the last, you know, week or so, even, you know, since we've done a pod. I think we've got the Grayson Rodriguez stuff, which has plummeted his value. His seems like there seemed to be some optimism because it didn't look like there was any like structural stuff, and it was 7 to 10 days and they wanted to relook at it. And then you have George Kirby, who's going to start the season on the IL. That one, I really kind of battled where I was going to plummet his value, you know, and I've seen some more like optimistic reports. I pushed him into the 20s. In that like mid 20 range, I think you could justify him further down. I think if you want to justify him not going that much further down, you can as well. If he's just going to have a small stint and come back and he's completely healthy, that's good. But nothing worse than Gerrit Cole, where Gerrit Cole, we found out, you know, PCP and I did a show. It was actually his ADP values. We was just talking about values in the market. And we were talking in that show, and he kind of was like, oh yeah, Gerrit Cole is going to have Tommy John. And it wasn't confirmed. It was just the first report was a suggestion. Then they were going for a second. But as we said on that show, like anytime you're going for a second opinion, it's no bueno. And it's no bueno. Gerrit Cole is out for the season, destroying, I mean, keeper leagues. I had him in a keeper league. Hell, dude, I did an episode, that episode on Fantasy Pros, the pitching guide. You know, when I talked about Gerrit Cole, and he was optimistic about Gerrit Cole, like really optimistic about where that was going, and explosion in our face. And that is one guaranteed season-long pitcher inside the top 20 gone, but really three inside of the top roughly 25 that have been affected over the last like week and a half, which is only going to carry even more gun shy into drafts in the next couple weekends about starting pitchers with that. I mean, imagine you did a draft like 3 weeks ago, and you could have took Kirby and Cole, and your season's ruined.
Yeah, this is why I like to wait to do my drafts, and it sucks, but it's also, you know, it gives you...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league...
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
A little bit of leverage in terms of at least some of these pitchers. I mean, they're going to go down during the season too. So this is just the nature of the beast when it comes to starting pitchers. But it's significant guys to lose them this early. You know, and this is still kind of early in spring training. I know we're, 6 days away from the, you know, the official opening day, you know.
Well, the first game, not the official opening day.
Yeah. But really, it's this weekend and next weekend are your big, big draft weekend. So, it right before them, too. So it's difficult. The Cole news just really sucks. Hopefully Kirby will be okay. But, I mean, just to immediately put him on the IL and say he's definitely not making it for the opener. I mean, at least they're feigning that Grayson might make it. I don't have any confidence in that at all. So, but this is why people are, you know, scared of taking pitchers. And this is why you see legit strategies of waiting 8, 9, 10 rounds to take a starter, because they get hurt so much. Yeah. And you're losing so much offensive value by taking a pitcher who gets hurt.
Well, and you know, the question kind of jumps up too, as always, does it make you want to grasp a little bit tighter at the top end to get a few of those pitchers, or does it make you want to just, you know, say screw it and let them fall and not be as invested? And I don't know, you know, I'm still the one pitcher I talk about all the time, like those guys I still want. We'll kind of talk about that in the, you know, the Welsh SPs and the Bogman SPs on kind of what our strategy is. But, you know, more and more you're trying to find deals later, but you also have the slight problem that all of those really fun, sneaky SPs from later are moving on up. Chris Sanchez moving up, Clay Holmes, Grant Holmes, they're moving on up. You know, Jesus Luzardo, all these guys they're boosting up in value when people do want to invest. But Gerrit Cole was the real, real big blow. Also, I want to point out, speaking of opening day, you and I haven't even talked about it, but one thing I'm thinking about doing is doing kind of a day-long opening day stream. Not the Japan series. Not that one, like do something for that, but like real opening day. So be on the lookout for that. Probably do that with our YouTube, maybe with the Patreon, maybe just with everybody, but just kind of have a full day of just, you know, talking, being around, watching the games, probably do some of the stuff we've done before, raffles and stuff like that. So, make sure you're tied in on Patreon. I'll make sure I make a post about that. And I got some cool stuff for raffles. Jackson Cheerio autographed jersey. Might be doing a Bobby Witt bat. Might be doing some cool stuff for raffles. So, you know, we've always done fun stuff like that back in the past. So be on the lookout.
D-backs play the late game too. There's two late games. The D-backs are one of them. So, yeah.
And don't we have like the early game? We have like, it's usually a games all day.
I just show up at your house and be sitting next to you in that room doing the stream. So
yeah.
Is there enough room
I forgot.
For two fat guys?
Yeah. I mean, there's enough. Once
one
it's
and a half fat guys. When you've been losing weight. I haven't.
Yeah, dude, I have lost an absurd. Yeah, I've kind of said it, but like I've been pretty sick, and like I've lost like it's not healthy. I lost like 20 pounds in just under 2 weeks. Like that's not.
I'm over here like, aren't you supposed to feed a cold? Give me more wings. I need wings for this cold stat. That's what I need.
Can't eat. I'm trying to get back on the horse with everything. All right, a couple others. There's another starting pitcher, by the way, Luis Gil. We didn't even mention with the Yankees. Luis Gil looks like he's going to miss about 3 months is more of the updated one. It was like 6 to 8 weeks in throwing program. And, I mean, honestly, I've heard some other stuff that it could be more, could be the
How
year.
How can you trust anybody that's supposed to miss 3 months? That is my question.
He's on the no draft list. So, like, I actually look here. I'm realizing I don't have him far enough down. He's just not on the draftable list at this point. And frankly, the Yankees are going to have to figure out something. There's a rumor floating around that they've been poking around Sandy Alcantara. He's available. Yankees and Marlins love to make moves. I think it makes all the sense in the world, but the Yankees got to pay and they don't
How
like
about
to
Jordan Montgomery.
Yeah. Jordan Montgomery is available. Hell with the Giancarlo Stanton stuff as well. We should throw that out. Giancarlo Stanton's season looks like that's in question. I mean, he's talking potential season ender. They talked to JD Martinez.
Career ender.
Yeah, I think it would be close to career ender. But they reached out to JD Martinez and the money wasn't theirs. I don't know what the Yankees are going to do. They're not willing to be aggressive in the market. They're not willing to be aggressive in the trade market. Then if you're not going to, then you're just going to go in with Fried and Strand and Rodon. That's what you're going to do. Like, if that's what you want to do, okay. And just judge with just a bunch of other pieces, but like you need to get more aggressive. And unfortunately, you're going to have to trade guys you don't want to trade. You're going to have to trade maybe Dominguez or the Spencer Jones of the world. Otherwise, you're just going to have to put out this team and hope that they play to some level of competitiveness that fans aren't losing their marbles.
I don't hate waiting to see where you're at to like make a big deal and trade some of these big prospects and all that stuff, but you know, you pay more when you wait that long because you're usually in a bidding war with another team and you either have to provide, you know, higher end players or more players. And it's just never a good idea. So I think I would try to get a deal done now if I was them, but it seems like the doors are shut. They're saying that they're not paying anybody else, it feels like. And at least that's the vibe I'm getting from seeing all these Yankee fans cry. So, and I saw Gambo say that they're not sniffing around trying to get Montgomery or another starting pitcher from the D-backs yet. So.
Well, Montgomery's had, I think, a horrible spring, and he still owed $22 million. So
But try for Ryan Nelson. Like, Ryan Nelson isn't officially in the rotation right now. He's like a quad A guy, so try to trade for him. You know what I mean? Like, make the D-backs say no, is what I'm saying.
But I think with the Yankees, if the Yankees are going to make a move, they've got to go and get an Alcantara. Like, at this point, they got Will Warren that they can give an opportunity to. Like, they got Clark Schmidt. What's it worth getting, like, mid-tier? Like, should they really go get Eric Fetty? Like, I don't think that does much. Go make a splash if you're going to do it. But also, they should be paying attention to their bats.
I just want a guy that can put innings up at this point. Yeah. Like, right now. Like, you trade for the bigger name later if you're there. But right now, I want a guy that can put innings up.
Alcantara would be that report came out that there is actually no innings limit. One of the things the Marlins could do is they could just impose, you know, because he's a trade asset, they could kill it after 85 pitches or something like that. Or they could just not let him go 7 or 8.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
And I would also say them not saying that there's an innings limit doesn't mean there isn't one. They're just not making it public, right?
Yeah, there's not an imposed, like, he cannot go over 150, which is huge for his fantasy value, continues to me to be one of the bigger values out there. And I think it's good for the trade market. I honestly wouldn't be shocked if he was traded before the end of spring training. I still wouldn't be, but it's got to be, wasn't the Luis Arraez trade pretty early in the year last year?
Yeah.
It's just got to be one of those where it's just the team's like, let's do it. You know, like, a team is aggressive enough, and hopefully a team will be, just for fantasy value as well. Breaking out some of this other stuff here, just some of the news and notes. Christian Walker started swinging after his oblique strain. little unsure about opening day. I think I'm optimistic. I also drafted him. I mean, don't want to draft him everywhere. So I feel like it's pretty optimistic that he's going to be out there, but you never know. He might miss a tiny bit of time. Liam Hendricks has been getting roughed up, and this actually just more reiterates to me, it's always been Aroldis Chapman to me. And that's the guy I think has been a kind of a value late, but it's in the same vein as like, it's like AJ Puck. Like, you don't know, but if we knew Chapman was the closer, he would probably, I don't know if he would rock it up because there's some fear if he struggles, there's a guy like Hendricks behind him, but I think he would be firmly higher than he's going.
Yeah. And you know, this is what spring is for. It's for some of these battles, and Hendricks doesn't look good right now. Chapman does, but also, you know, Whitlock is going to get some love. We've heard Justin Slayton as a possibility as well for the closer's role. So I don't really think too much is solidified outside of Chapman should start with the role because Hendricks has been miserable. He has to get on his horse real quick, or I hope Chapman falls apart in spring and we'll see what happens there. But Chapman is definitely the leader in the clubhouse right now.
What was the report? What is the backing off of Luis Rengifo with the Angels?
Yeah, so he had the hamstring injury, and then they tried for him to come back, and then he, aggravated again. So they're backing off. They're going to let him kind of figure it out and tell them when he's coming back, because I think they were pushing him to try to get him ready for opening day. So sounds like he's closer to 50-50 for opening day now.
Unless, I'm going to look this up right now because I haven't seen. Unless they really do just say we 100% are going to make some commitment to Moncada and Anderson and Kevin Newman, and we're not going to start clocks, blah, blah, blah. It's Christian Moore. Looks like he's going to make this team, right? I mean, I'm trying to make sure he didn't get sent down when I didn't see it or anything like that. But I mean, Christian Moore has been vying for that third base job. He's striking the crap out of the ball.
And they played Tim Anderson in center the other day.
I saw that to try to create maybe a little bit extra value. I mean, obviously Moncada can play third base, but Christian Moore was a second baseman. I just think both of them make sense to make the team. It feels like Christian Moore is going to make that. And with Rengifo being out longer, I think that even helps that opportunity. Like, and maybe it doesn't matter, by the way, maybe Moore is just going to be a lock, and it's more about like, you know, Moncada making the roster. Or Tim Anderson making the roster if Rengifo is out. Just monitor that, but you know, continue. I say continue taking Christian Moore at the end of drafts. Almost like, dude, 15 and minutes. What?
I'll say Rengifo did do drills yesterday as we're recording this. So that's nice, working his way back, but it doesn't mean anything right now because they're just letting him go at his own pace.
Almost like 15 minutes after I drafted him. Francisco Alvarez, 6 to 8 weeks with a fractured left hand, of course. I took him in TGFBI. I did a back-to-back catcher thing a little bit later, and he was one of them, and I was like, okie doke. So I'm going to have to pair a third one in there. That was a rough go for him. As well on the Mets, Brandon Nimmo had a gel injection in his sore right knee. He's expected to be ready for opening day, but already some little injury bugs poking around the Mets.
I mean, the one for Alvarez is particularly bad because you never like hand or wrist injuries for hitters, right? And that's his catching hand as well, his left hand. So that sucks for Francisco Alvarez. The gel injection in the knee is no good. Like, Brandon Nimmo's a good player. He's a good, consistent, high-floor bat. But if he's
don't they usually do that to like replace cartilage? Isn't that like, because there's not a lot of cartilage, so they put like gel injections in there so it's not bone on bone?
Listen, I'm not gonna act like I know anything. I'll say that sounds right to me. I would assume that that's what it's for. It's to lubricate his knee is what they said, so I'm assuming that's what it is. It's the old what was the guy's name with Mick Foley who had the bone? Terry Funk, was that his name?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What is this?
It's In This League.
What? How can we be expected to teach
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh
to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
In This League
has to be at least
three times bigger than this.
Terry fucked up.
Yeah, that was like the doctor was looking at me going, you should not be able to walk right now. I don't understand how you walked in here with nothing in between these bones here. He's like, I don't know. Doesn't hurt that bad. You know, he's no Brandon Nimmo. Brandon Nimmo knows when it hurts. So hopefully he's good to go, but not good leading into the season.
No. Some other news. Brian Bea is still behind some of the other starters with a shoulder injury. Kind of keep an eye out on that. Also, they just lost. Lucas Giolito just left the game due to some, I think it was back soreness.
Hamstring.
Even worse. So that's not a bad or not a great start to where Giolito is going to and Bea with the injury. Dalton Varsho is hitting, but he's just started throwing, so he's a little bit behind. Also,
I think they could DH him, though. I think, and he's been hitting well so far in spring, so the hitting is fine. It's just the fielding. He's a great fielder and everything, but we don't care for fantasy. So,
yeah,
you know, just get him back.
I mean, he's a late, deeper league option anyways, if you're looking at him. Also, Matt Vierling has resumed some light baseball activities after his rotator cuff strain. Some younger guy news. One of my bounce backs for this year, but I've kind of just cooled on it. I can't go out and be like, hey, you have to. It's Jordan Walker. He's progressing well from the knee inflammation that occurred after he stepped on the sprinkler in the outfield, like tracking a ball. But like, I'm going to admit he had a bad spring and then he's just missing a bunch of time with knee inflammation. That's not great. None of that
not
is
a good.
Good
start. Yeah.
So like, I'm quietly still going to like invest and kind of be a guy, but I'm not going to like come on here and be like, he's the must have. He's on the all Welsh, you know, like we're going to do it like all Welsh. He's not on my outfielders of having to have just because this is a concern. This is definitely a concern. Willy Abreu unlikely to be ready to start the season with an illness. So that's also a no bueno. One of those trade targets that's been out there. Not that the Red Sox need to. They really don't seem to want to move him, but I really did think Willier was going to get traded.
They didn't say what it is, so you know what I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Not good.
We all know what you think when they won't say it.
They didn't say anything specific. I just assume it's the terrible flu that's been going around and screwing people's months up. It's like it affects you for longer than a week. It's not just a regular flu.
Yeah,
you lost a bunch of weight.
This is what I have. I went from that, like, I had a little cold off of Vegas, because it always happens, off of those Fantasy Pros trips, just, you know, in airports and stuff, to getting hit with this thing. And it's, you know, like I said, I'm not even really sure. I'm close to 2 weeks or we're in 2 weeks or whatever, and it's still draining. It's worse than any COVID that I got hit with. So fun, super fun. In prospecting news, Chase DeLauter underwent surgery for a sports hernia, going to miss 8 to 12 weeks. Dude cannot catch a break. And frankly, it is the point where it's like, we gotta decimate the value. Like, I think he is massively talented. And if he ever gets healthy and gets it going, he's going to be a go. But
is that was David like Dahl 2.0. Remember how much potential he had and then kept getting hurt and hurt and hurt?
That was like right around his rookie year. He made it to the majors, though. Like, DeLauter can't get there. So it's pretty, I think it's a decimation of his value, and God knows if it'll ever get right. Marco Luciano was optioned. And by the way, it looks like he's going to transition fully to outfield. That's what they want to do at the lower levels. They want him to work in the outfield. So that's going to be a big change. Colson Montgomery today was optioned as we're recording this, leaving, I guess, Chase Meadroth as a potential, maybe a Jacob Amaya. Really looked like he had a decent opportunity to win the job and he just didn't. So,
I mean, you remember when in Major League, they're like, who the F are these guys? That's what we're hearing from the White Sox right now. Jesus.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is interesting. Let's listen to this real quick. Here's Chris Getz. I want to hear what he has to say. I haven't even heard this yet. This is Chris Getz on Colson Montgomery going to AAA.
What was that conversation like and how did he take the news?
Yeah, the conversation went well. Colson certainly, you know, listened to what we had to say, and he's a very mature kid, and he handled it like a pro. We explained to him how important he is to this organization and our future, future of the White Sox, and through that, you make decisions like this in the best interest of Colson, certainly the Chicago White Sox, but. Most importantly, we want the front end of the year to be a one that goes out there and just really productive, lock in what he's working on. You know, he had a hiccup in camp with health that made spring training maybe a little less smooth as he would have liked. However, I know he's working.
All right, that tells me a lot. He had a wrist thing that was carrying last year, and then he was trying to get healthy, and they stopped it in spring and in AFL. And I didn't know he had another injury thing. So sounds like he's going to have to like play a month in AAA and hit well. And that's going to be the thing because he's another nagging injuries. Yeah. You know,
lots of, you knows in there.
Yeah. That's the stalling tactic. It's like, well, there's stuff with Colson Montgomery. We got to get going. So I thought he was making good strides, but I think if you have the ability, I mean, you probably don't need to stash him on a White Sox team, but he'd be a guy when he gets called up, I'd be looking at, but you know, that was one. And then Davison De Los Santos was another one of those that kind of thought he was going to have every opportunity. But both of those guys, Montgomery and De Los Santos, there's some holes in the swing, which obviously, you know, was one of the causes for them being sent down and not being up there. It leads to one interesting one, though, because I was telling you, you know, we'll do a couple of them. We have some positioning battle things, but like things are changing on a dime right now in spring. It's like every day it's this prospect, the minor league spring training games for minor leaguers are starting, and every day guys are going to get sent down and rosters are kind of constructing themselves out. So when guys are staying on the roster longer, it is interesting. Christian Moore being one of those, you know, staying on the roster, that's interesting. But another one, and I'll give credit to Joe because Joe's been talking a lot about him. He has had an absolutely just tearing it up spring is Cam Smith with the Astros.
Yeah.
And Cam Smith is not only still with the team, but he's actually going to be moving and playing some outfield over the next like week or so, which might be their bid to make him start with the team. There's a legitimate shot. Again, you have an opportunity if you leave a guy up. If they win Rookie of the Year, you can get extra compensation, which also can be more player pool stuff. Yeah, this is a college bat. He's limited experience, but he did get to AA. If they like what they see and between their options, Cam Smith has a legitimate shot. If he can play some decent outfield, he might break camp with this team. So another one of those guys, Christian Moore, him, guys that are worth taking at the end of your drafts just to see if they do it. If you have a draft before that news has been finalized with those players, of course.
Is Brendan Rodgers really the plan at second? Because they have Isak playing third. Roster Resource has Rodgers in there. Or is it Dubon, I guess, maybe?
I think it's Dubon. I think they've said Dubon would be the second baseman. Rodgers would probably play super util. And I think that's why they're seeing... Because what is their outfield if you've got Roster Resource up right now?
Yeah.
What is that?
Altuve in left. Then we have Chaz McCormick and Jake Myers. And then on the bench, it's Gamel and Dubon.
Yeah, and Jordan Alvarez, DH.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Cam Smith being thrown into that mix makes some sense. You know, he could go and play third. He can go and play in a corner outfield. The question will be is if they don't feel that they're going to give him every day at bats, then what are you serving? But at this moment, it looks like there's a legitimate shot and he's absolutely crushing the ball right now.
Yeah. So, if he's going to play outfield, I don't see why he doesn't make the roster. I mean, it just makes too much sense. Also, yeah, you know, if they have problems at second base, slide him back to third, move Paredes to second. He can play. He's not great, but he's not any worse than Altuve was last year.
So. Well, and that could be the justification to keep him up if they want to like move around that outfield is you could get him to come and play, you know, one or two days at third base. Paredes goes to second and you can just kind of move some of these guys around. It gives you some flexibility. Plus, if Christian Walker misses some time early on.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
The IQ test you took in prison, brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Who has been red hot, white hot, where it gets so hot it's white in spring training? It's worth noting. We just talked about Cam Smith. How about a number? 9 for 17 is where doing this year, 529. He has been blistering the ball.
Also, five walks, three strikeouts. Not bad.
Which, you know, Cam Smith, there was a swing and miss issue in college, which is probably one of the big things that they're seeing here. If they've worked through some of this, that was because he put up like big exit velos and stuff like that. But it was, I want to say him and maybe Braden Montgomery, but I know Cam Smith definitely was like, oh, there might be some really big swing and miss. For more walks and strikeouts, that might be one of the reasons they're like, oh, this bat's live. There's some big names in here. Lawrence Butler, 10 for 22, hitting .455, couple homers, bunch of runs, five RBIs. He got his contract as well. You know, I was going to start the offseason, man, back in November, kind of being like, I don't know about Lawrence Butler. The thing I like about Lawrence Butler is that value hasn't really moved. It was high, is why I didn't like it. But I feel like, you know, I've turned around. You're getting to see this really great spring that's carrying over from that amazing second half. And like, that's what you want to see. You want to see all this stuff carry over. Can he still be this, you know, this big impact guy? And it looks like he really is. And all along it went from, oh, this cost might be a little bit up to, all right, it's okay, but it never rose. I don't feel like it really went too crazy. So, you know, Lawrence Butler has been a real big positive.
Yeah, he's been great. And it's just, you know, whatever the swing change was middle of the year, right before the All-Star break, he has been on a heater ever since then. He's going to cool down eventually, but you know, that's one of those, I'll believe it when I see it too, because he hasn't yet. It's crazy.
He's 69 ADP, average ADP,
nice,
on Fantasy Pros. It's using like Yahoo, NFBC, you've got Fantrax in there. And it's like, there's quite a few spots that are lower. You know, Yahoo's ADP is around 78. Fantrax is around 80. There's a source or two. We got to get probably CBS back in there to see. But I don't know. I think that's like, it's all palatable. Remember, I said like my territory of that like 30 to 70, 30 to 80 range, where I don't have these like locked in players. It kind of leaves open if I want, you know, if I didn't take like a lot of outfielders. I have been trending a little bit of taking outfielders earlier on in drafts. So that's why I don't have them. But if I took, you know, positional first, or, you know, maybe just short and then first, and then I take a starting pitcher and then maybe a reliever, and it's, I have no outfielders, Lawrence Butler becomes even more palatable. Another one of those, the two Red Sox, Alex Bregman, 9 for 20, multiple homers, triple, eight RBI, hitting .450 as we're recording this. Trevor Story also 11 for 24, hitting .458, couple homers, bunch of runs, RBIs. I believe he just got taken out of a game though. I think it was like Trevor Story. I think it was, let me look at what it is. It was like this came yesterday or today. This will pop up as soon as I type this. He was scratched from, this was today's lineup, for precautionary reasons due to mild upper back tightness. So you don't love that.
I have him as my value shortstop in this episode. And of course he leaves the game
today. Well, they said he's doing okay. It's just tight. He was taking grounders today, felt it a little bit. He should play tomorrow, Alex Cora said. So really, nothing. It doesn't sound like it's, I mean, you don't like to see,
I just
that.
Don't know if anything is nothing for Trevor Story at this point. That's my whole, like, you know, him and Carlos Correa, and I think they're both coming at great value. I put this in my targets article. It was, you know, it's not even that I like those guys in terms, because I usually don't like the older players that are injury prone, but they're coming at such a good value because shortstop is so deep that it makes them a value.
I completely agree on Trevor Story. You're going to take on risks, but his cost is still so low. Those were some big names. A couple others, Cody Bellinger, 11 for 23, multiple homers. You know, hat tip to that. I have just been indifferent about Cody Bellinger so far, but for him to be hitting close to .500 with the Yankees, they need him. You know, that's another one. I guess, you know, you say like Aaron Judge and just a bunch of guys. You brought in Bellinger, you brought in Cody. It's really not just a bunch of guys, as long as they don't play like just a bunch of dudes. And Cody Bellinger has an opportunity to be relatively fantasy relevant again. That's kind of a tier of like the really high. I guess I could throw these two guys down here. These count, by the way. Ellie, just throwing it out. Three stolen bases, three homers, hitting over .500 in spring. Mwah, chef's kiss, number four overall on my ranks. But Pete Crow Armstrong, hitting over .500. Three homers, two stolen bases, 10 RBI and 9 runs so far this spring. 13 for 25. You don't want to read too much into spring with any of these guys. You like to have little confirmations and stuff, but holy crap, Pete Crow locked in, dude.
Yeah, no walk, seven strikeouts in 25 ABs. So he is striking out a lot, not walking a lot, but he's hitting the ball. So who cares? When you're that hot hitting the ball, I don't care if you're striking out, not walking. You should be swinging because most of the time it's, you know, getting through. So great start for PCA here.
Is that one that you feel like tempted to move? See, I feel like I've already got it. I don't know what his, I can look actually. What is his ADP amongst outfielders? He's 146 overall. So let me look on the ADP on Fantasy Pros. That makes him 40. Yeah, so okay, I'm higher. Because I was like, I feel like I'm already kind of high on Pete Crow. I've got him at 37 amongst outfielders. Okay, yep. So I've got him at 37. You got him at 38. He's 40 amongst outfielders on Fantasy Pros. ADP, that's not the ECR, but that's of the outfielders that are going. But he's around like, you know, like I don't want to move him above Kwan. Bellinger's I have right there. There's Happ and Steer maybe. Like I think you could maybe boost him up a couple notches if you really believe in this spring, which, you know, it's kind of, I don't like the no walks and the strikeouts, but there's a believability to it that I might bump him up just a tiny bit. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I think maybe in my next update, I can move him up a couple spots because I don't like Trout and I have Trout ahead of him still.
I got Trout high. I can't do that.
Yeah, no, it's just our fundamental disagreement on Trout, one of the best ever to do it, but I'm not buying right now. So, yeah, maybe I can move him ahead. I don't know that Jason Dominguez is having a particularly great spring either. I think I can move him ahead of him. I don't know.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face? Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my
in this league,
I honestly don't know what Dominguez's numbers are.
I can look it up. Yeah,
I'd
love to know what his numbers are because I was having that conversation with
Dominguez. Is hitting 241. He's got one homer, three RBIs, two stolen bases, one walk, seven strikeouts in 29 ABs.
I don't know. It's not awful. Yeah, he plays some horrible defense, which can be tough sometimes in Florida. Any of these places, but bad defense, but I don't know, bat kind of still flowing relatively where we want it. I guess I could see like if you wanted to put a little bit of a push, the Pete Crow thing is like, do you believe the power? You know, do you believe that this big power push, if he hits 20 homers, Pete Crow is like a 20, 35, because if he's hitting at that level, he might steal 30 plus stolen bases. All right, now we're talking about like the CJ Abrams production from last year. Like he might be CJ Abrams in the outfield, which this year, I don't love it, but it's warranting like top, you know, 50, top 60 overall.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's definitely a lot of movement, I guess he could go up on. So, I don't know. Interesting question. Some lower name guys, or lower names. Jorge Soler still up there, but hitting almost 400 so far this spring, striking out a bunch, hitting some freaking moonshots. Great source of power late. He's having a really good spring. Some much deeper names. Michael Busch. I kind of think he's still criminally underrated. He's hitting 464. He's got a homer, 10 RBIs, having a phenomenal spring. Thairo Estrada, 11 for 26, hitting over 400 so far. I guess I didn't even see him in here. Josh Naylor's hitting over 400. Which is nice.
Eight game hitting streak. I don't know what he did today, but he had an eight game hitting streak going into today, I believe.
Who? Thairo or Naylor? Naylor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to be hitting in the middle of the lineup. Gerard Encarnacion hitting 344, 11 for 32 so far for the Giants has been really good. Ty France, 522 average, two homers, eight RBIs so far this spring. Ernie Clement also hitting over 400. Lucan Baker hitting over 300 with three homers on a big power output. Some very interesting, like just white hot bats right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Some good. I mean, Encarnacion looks like he's going to be the DH for the Giants now. So everyday starting spot, you know, a util guy, but in a deeper league, he's at least worth a look. Guy that's going to start every day.
Of all those names we mentioned, two or three that like the spring is meaning something to you that you're making movement.
Yeah, I mean, I think Cam Smith having a big spring is huge, like you mentioned at the top, and potential for him to stay on the roster is expanding every single day. I think that's good. I think Thyro having a good spring just means he's going to be in the lineup, you know, almost every day. So I think that's huge for him as well. And Jorge Soler, I know he's not the most exciting player in the world, but he's got a lot of pop and he's going to hit high in the order for the Angels. So I like that as well. Striking out a lot, but you know, I'm not playing in too many points leagues, so I don't really care about the strikeouts. So I'll take the pop late.
I think the Bellinger one is giving me more confirmation where I might be comfortable drafting him, just seeing him carry this over. I'd lie if I didn't say the Pete Crow spring is going to carry some weight for me just a little bit. I think Cam Smith is a no-brainer, but Michael Bush is the other one. It's a pretty good lineup around some of those guys. And if he's kind of, you know, hitting in some RBI opportunities, I don't know if he's free 99. Let me look at what his ADP is right now. But I mean, Michael Bush, as far as the first base, yeah, he's 250 overall. I mean, he's going after Rhys Hoskins. There's maybe 25 homers in there, some serious RBIs. So Michael Bush, I love seeing this spring. How about the ice cold? Brutal. We'll go through some of these names. Salvador Perez hitting only 219, 105, has not walked this spring, but it's Salvi. Tristan Casas hitting 1-for-11, 091. He has had some walks and strikes.
It's 11 at bats. I almost didn't even put him on there, but it's not good from what we've seen.
No, Carlos Correa, 1-for-21 so far this spring, 048, 8 strikeouts to 4 walks. Let's stop there in these little group. I'm not sure what the order of the groupings are because I see some bigger names in here, but anything like stand out to you of those three guys?
This is us going on MLB.com and they do your AL teams in alphabetical order and then your NL teams alphabetical order. So that's why it's in this. And then I go back to try to find some more. But yeah, I mean, I don't like that start for Casas. Hopefully he gets a little sharper soon. I don't care about Salvi at all. Like, I think Salvi's old and he doesn't want to even care about spring training. So I don't think he's putting forward his best effort. So I don't really care.
It's hard for for stars to really put a lot into. Some others. Kyle Raleigh, 4-for-28, 143, 1 walk to 10 strikeouts for Big Dumper, whatever the hell his nickname is.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.